This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Western hills, when they're seen afar, have such a calm, mysterious appeal. Until you're close, and that's how people are, every fault and every flaw revealed. So I packed my bag and lit a cigarette, knowing that I'd never again be seen. Waking up now when I think of it, well, it may as well have been someone else's dream. I have to blaze a bitter trail, recreate the world at every dawn. And though I blaze a bitter trail, never stop the doubt the road I'm on, knowing that tomorrow I'll be gone. follow till I'm out of time, with all of my transgressions unconfessed. I have to blaze a bitter trail, recreate the world at every dawn. And though I blaze a bitter trail, never stop to doubt the road I'm on.
Thank you. He got too comfortable over time. was only a girl of 18, but the old times tell this tale just in case, to make sure all immigrants know their place. Now that man she lives with, he bought her cheap when her father died, when she was weak, when her heart was broken, that man swooped in, and these 20 years now she's lived with him.
I'll go walking out tomorrow, out to the edge of town. I'll take nothing but the shirt upon my back and look around. I'll see nothing unfamiliar in this ordinary place, this temporary proxy for what memories erased. And I know that if I vanish, if I simply disappear, soon enough no one will realize that I was ever here. But if someone interjected and stood up in my way, I wouldn't know what to say. Why does a poor wayfarer roam? How does he know when he's found home? Is he awakening slow? Does he suddenly know? Or just tired of being alone? What makes a man finally stop, settle the land and build it up? Doesn't he know anyway? At the end of the day, time will take back all he's got. Is he a fool to even try, or wonder why? I remember going fishing, anchored against the wake. Then we took that made-up rowboat to the middle of the lake. My companion and my navigator seated in the prow. A memory to guide me if I could resurrect him now. So I reach back into oblivion to meet my childhood friend. I've been wondering if anything could be that good again. And I think that all this time I've just been trying to return and wash away all I've learned. Why does a poor wayfarer roam? How does he know when he's found home? Is he awakening slow? Does he suddenly know? Or just tired of being alone? What makes a man finally stop, settle the land and build it up?
Steady and patient, a fixed rise in spring anew, and dry river beds will flow once more. It's like gravity's pull, inevitable. Harness the heavens, the tidal wave on the verge. Tame the force that feeds the flood.
Thank you.
suppose my history's erased. 'Cause you don't see the world like anybody else does. You don't see yourself as being in the wrong. And you've built yourself a haven with your own hands. And I know that that's a place where I belong. We've lived on the dark side where demons lurk. So how can you still be so optimistic and so convinced that everything will work? You just don't see the world like anybody else does. Don't see yourself as being in the wrong. And you've built yourself a haven with your own hands. And I know that that's a place where I belong. And I know that that's a place where I belong.
There's a song in the silence that I heard long ago, just a lullaby for children, and the melody was slow. It was sung by my father in his poor, humble voice, yet it somehow drowned the deafening world's noise. Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.